This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Buy any window, patio door, entry door, and get the next one for 40% off. Plus, no money down, no payments, and no interest for 12 whole months. Ooh. Head on over to renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal now.
Standardized test scores are still lower than they were before the pandemic. In Lebanon, dozens of people were displaced after a careless worker flooded their apartment building. Deer firearm season is expected to bring in a lot of people. Finally, this airport is among the nation's most stressful. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and you're listening to Today in PA. New data from the State Department of Education revealed how standardized test scores in Pennsylvania are still below pre-pandemic levels, reports NBC 10 Philadelphia. This data includes 2021-22 school year scores from the Pennsylvania System of School Assessment, the Pennsylvania Alternate System of Exams, and the Keystone Exams. However, although these scores still aren't what they were before COVID, the department confirmed there has been year-over-year improvement. Says Acting Secretary of Education Eric Haggerty, quote, "We expect student performance will continue to improve as students and educators proceed with a more normalized, uninterrupted year of in-person learning." Dozens of people in Lebanon were displaced after a quote-unquote careless worker managed to flood their apartment building, reports Fox 43 News. The worker, whose name hasn't been disclosed, was moving items around on the fourth floor on Monday evening when he broke two PVC water pipes. Lebanon City's fire chief, Dwayne Trotman, later explained how the worker was unable to figure out how to shut the water off, stating, quote, "The water was pouring down from above. The ceiling was actively collapsing. No one was hurt, but over 30 people now have nowhere to live." The entire building has since been condemned, and no timeline for repairs has been given. Firearm deer season is in full swing, states ABC 27. And this year, it's expected to draw hundreds of thousands of people throughout its 14-day run. The State Game Commission expects over 600,000 hunters to participate in the season, bringing in both money and playing a role in wildlife conservation. The total harvest for last year was 375,000. The airport is, by nature, a very stressful place, begins Penn Live. But a new study from HawaiianIslands.com found which were the most stressful in the country. To do this, they first gathered over 1,500 Google reviews of different airports around the U.S. These reviews were then given a sentiment analysis in order to calculate each airport's percentage of stress-related reviews. Philadelphia International Airport was the Pennsylvania location that made it onto the final list, with nearly 57% of reviews expressing tears of frustration. The number one most stressful airport of the nation was Albany International Airport in New York, with 70.2% of its reviews feeling stressed out. That wraps up today's episode. If you have more Pennsylvania news and beyond, drop by PennLive.com. And please don't forget to rate this podcast and to share it around with your family and your friends. Thanks ahead of time, and as always, thanks for listening. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and I'll be back again tomorrow for another round of Today in PA.
This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania. Buy any window, patio door, or entry door, and get the next one for 40% off. Plus, no money down, no payments, and no interest for 12 whole months. Ooh. Head on over to renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal now.